Greta Thunberg, remember her? Cries out for climate attention. By Simon Kent on September 6, 2022. How quickly people forget. 1 year ago, climate warrior Greta Thunberg was circling the globe warning of impending doom. All while standing with world leaders and demanding immediate action to save the planet. Now the dewy-eyed activist, nominated 3 times for the Nobel Peace Prize and Time Magazine's Youngest Person of the Year, thinks her concerns are being ignored. She worries they are being replaced by the Ukraine crisis. Soaring power prices, inflation, and steep rises in day-to-day living costs, all on the back of the global coronavirus crisis. Thunberg revealed her disappointment Tuesday in an interview with news service Reuters, lamenting politicians in her homeland Sweden are just too focused on everyday problems while ignoring the climate crisis in the run-up to the election on September 11. She believes the climate is regarded as just a problem rather than a life or death threat as welfare. Schools and gang crime head the list of Swedish voter concerns. Thunberg, whose Friday protests outside Sweden's parliament years ago turned into a global youth movement, said the issue had been pretty much non-existent during the campaign. "We have been completely focusing on other things," she told Reuters, adding politicians and the media had chosen not to communicate that so many of the crises that we are experiencing now are very closely interlinked. Therefore, people of course only focus on things that are right ahead of them instead of actually focusing on the larger holistic picture, she told Reuters. Instead, politicians must act and act now and cease treating the climate as a distant problem. "We focus on the climate when we have time to spare, it feels like," Thunberg said. "It's something that, yes, it's a problem and not an existential emergency that affects all other issues as it should be." Thunberg's admonishment of her Swedish homeland represents the latest instance of the Swedish teen hitting the headlines this year. Having previously made a prominent appearance at the United Kingdom's famous Glastonbury Festival back in June. As Breitbart London reported, she also publicly lambasted the EU for being too lenient in its treatment of the much-hated nuclear energy sector. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.